Lesson 2. The Iceman. On September 19, 1991, a German couple, returning from a day of hiking in the 10,000-foot-high Ötztaler region of the Alps, made a gruesome discovery. The head and shoulders of a body protruded from the glacial ice in a shallow trench in the rock. With the nose and upper lip twisted up to the side, the face was set in a terrible grimace. Believing that they had discovered some unfortunate hiker, the couple reported their find at the mountain lodge where they were spending the night. The first endeavors by mountain rescuers to free the body were unsuccessful because the location was remote and winter weather was beginning. A day or two later, the police asked medical experts from Innsbruck to assist in the recovery. Flying by helicopter to the site, they proceeded in a gingerly manner to chip away the ice until the body was free. Quickly placing it in a plastic body bag, they had it transported to Innsbruck for examination. There it was stored in a freezer that simulated the conditions on the mountain. At the same time, an inventory of the objects found with or near the body was taken. Because some of these items appeared to be at least 100 years old and to have historical significance, scientists at the University of Innsbruck were consulted. When they estimated that the find was 4,000 years old, everyone was astounded. Further tests established that the remains were actually 5,200 years old, an age later corroborated by tests at several independent institutions. Scientists were electrified by the discovery. Not only would they be able to study the man's body, but also they would be able to derive information from his clothing and equipment about the age in which he had lived, the late Neolithic period or late Stone Age. A cursory examination of the body showed it to be in a remarkable state of preservation. Scientists believed that soon after the man succumbed to the cold, his body was dehydrated by the dry, icy winds of the High Alps. Subsequently, it was buried in snow, which filled the trench. As time passed, this turned into packed ice, sealing the body and protecting it from harmful exposure to the air. Further investigation revealed several interesting details. From the abrasion of his front teeth and the wear on his joints, scientists estimated the man's age at death to have been somewhere between 30 and 40 years. His height was just over 5 feet. He had been clad in neatly sewn deerskin garments with a grass cape to keep out the cold. With him were an axe with a long wooden handle, an unfinished bow, and a leather quiver filled with arrows, a small leather pouch containing a flint scraper and some arrow tips, and a small knife. At first, scientists were puzzled by several tattoos on the man's body. A blue cross on the back of one knee and a number of small parallel lines grouped together on his back and ankles. But when examination showed that in each of these places, the man's joints and bones showed wear or injury, they surmised that the markings may have been associated with some kind of primitive medical treatment. In March 2003, Edouard Igart Terville, official caretaker of the 5,300-year-old mummy at the Archaeological Museum in Bolzano, Italy, announced that he had found a deep knife wound on the mummy's right hand. "It is a severe, painful wound, certainly caused during a struggle," Veal said. He believes the man died following a violent encounter with one or more people. The startling announcement followed the discovery a year earlier of an arrowhead wound in the man's left shoulder. The exact details of what happened on that day more than 5,000 years ago will never be known. However, the Iceman has provided us with a revealing glimpse of life in the late Stone Age. Both his well-preserved body and the clothing and tools that were with him are unique remains of a time before writing or cities had come into existence.